Christ Did Not Send Me to Baptize, by Steve Fontenot, read by Keith Salas. Quoting this verse, 1 Corinthians 1:17, a tract from a Bible church said, "If the requirements of the gospel had included water baptism, Paul was unfaithful to his call and misleading in his message." This is a classic example of failing to understand a figure of speech, the not but Hebrew idiom, where one thing is denied, not, in order to emphasize another, but. Compare, "Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life." John 6:27. Baptizing with his own hands is what Paul had in mind, as the context shows, verses 12 through 16. The administrator, who dips you in the water, is unimportant. John 4:1-2. The law of harmony will not allow the conclusion of this tract. For Paul did preach that the requirements of the gospel included water baptism. Acts 16:14-15, 16:31-33, 18:8, 19:5, Romans 6:4. Therefore, if context and harmony rules interpretation, this is what the text means. "For Christ did not send me to baptize," i.e., to do the actual immersing of others so that they would follow me, but, more importantly, to preach the gospel. Men's faith should rest not in men, but in the message. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 2:2. And this is the theme of the first four chapters of 1 Corinthians.